Text 1. Future Shock. First Reading. Listen to this speech and answer questions 1 to 8.
I am the voice you will hear, representing Graham Lloyd, the environment editor of the Australian newspaper. It is fitting that fashion is the first thing to be affected by the future. Buying shoes will never be the same again. Customers can simply scan their feet with a smartphone and use the digital file to print a perfect pair in 3D. Alternatively, drones can whiz the new shoes to the buyer's hands using enhanced geosatellite tracking that has mapped the physical world to the square millimetre. It is a future that has already arrived. So too with the automotive industry. The first self-driving cars are already on public roads. The children of today will summon driverless transportation on their smartphones and pay only for the distance travelled, most likely without reaching for a wallet. Greater efficiency means millions of cars can be taken off the roads and some parking space can be turned into public parks. If something goes wrong, don't worry. You will be able to escape to a virtual reality room. Here you can escape from reality and be electronically transported to a wilderness location, sporting arena, concert hall or seminar of your choosing. If things go really wrong, there will be virtual lawyers to fall back on. Computer legal eagles that have already proved more reliable than humans. This is the consumer version of the fourth industrial revolution, which is now upon us. For example, shoe shops that print to order have already opened. Sport shoe companies are leading the race. Driverless cars are on the roads. Delivery drones are test flying. Computers are putting US law graduates out of work, and virtual reality has now gone mainstream. These are only glimpses into what the future holds. It will be a brave new world of artificial intelligence, smart grids, a totally wired world, genetic scanning, personal pocket doctors, indestructible nanomaterials, virtual realities and endless possibilities. The fourth industrial revolution also promises to revolutionise work, but potentially endangers the economic structures that have been built around the notion of employment. 7 in 10 jobs could disappear. Jobs involving routine tasks that are easy to automate have been in decline for some time. But what about graduate jobs that require greater cognitive skill? If lawyers can be replaced with some software, what other professions are at risk? It seems both skilled and unskilled workers are at risk. In some occupations, it has become essential to acquire new skills as established ones become obsolete. Coding skills, for example, are now being required well beyond the technology sector. In America, 49% of the highest paid occupations frequently ask for coding skills. Such changes in the jobs market are unprecedented. Future social cohesion may depend on radical changes to accommodate the new industrial and economic reality. Countries are already experimenting with paying all their citizens a living wage to ensure social stability in preparation for a time when technology replaces many of the tasks now performed by humans. The past indicates how difficult it is to put the genie back in the bottle. This technological and economic evolution cannot simply be switched off. Kodak is an example of a company that refused to change. In 1998, Kodak had 170,000 employees and sold 85% of all photo paper worldwide. Within a few years, its business model had disappeared and the company was bankrupt. On the other hand, Uber is a software company that has become the biggest taxi company in the world without owning any cars. Airbnb has become the biggest hotel company in the world without owning any properties. Facebook can now recognize faces better than humans. The fourth industrial revolution has been a long time coming, but the consensus is it is just about upon us. Automated car parking and new forms of entertainment have evolved as slow burn. Other transformations may come rapidly as critical mass is achieved in artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data handling. If history is any guide, what seems improbable today may be perfectly acceptable at some point in the future. It will be the job of policymakers to interpret the likely changes and prepare communities for what might lie ahead.
Text 1, Second Reading.
It is fitting that fashion is the first thing to be affected by the future. Buying shoes will never be the same again. Customers can simply scan their feet with a smartphone and use the digital file to print a perfect pair in 3D. Alternatively, drones can whiz the new shoes to the buyer's hands using enhanced geosatellite tracking that has mapped the physical world to the square millimetre. It is a future that has already arrived. So too with the automotive industry. The first self-driving cars are already on public roads. The children of today will summon driverless transportation on their smartphones and pay only for the distance travelled, most likely without reaching for a wallet. Greater efficiency means millions of cars can be taken off the roads and some parking space can be turned into public parks. If something goes wrong, don't worry. You will be able to escape to a virtual reality room. Here you can escape from reality and be electronically transported to a wilderness location, sporting arena, concert hall or seminar of your choosing. If things go really wrong, there will be virtual lawyers to fall back on, computer legal eagles that have already proved more reliable than humans. This is the consumer version of the fourth industrial revolution, which is now upon us. For example, shoe shops that print to order have already opened. Sport shoe companies are leading the race. Driverless cars are on the roads. Delivery drones are test flying. Computers are putting US law graduates out of work, and virtual reality has now gone mainstream. These are only glimpses into what the future holds. It will be a brave new world of artificial intelligence, smart grids, a totally wired world, genetic scanning, personal pocket doctors, indestructible nanomaterials, virtual realities, and endless possibilities. The fourth industrial revolution also promises to revolutionize work, but potentially endangers the economic structures that have been built around the notion of employment. 7 in 10 jobs could disappear. Jobs involving routine tasks that are easy to automate have been in decline for some time. But what about graduate jobs that require greater cognitive skill? If lawyers can be replaced with some software, what other professions are at risk? It seems both skilled and unskilled workers are at risk. In some occupations, it has become essential to acquire new skills as established ones become obsolete. Coding skills, for example, are now being required well beyond the technology sector. In America, 49% of the highest paid occupations frequently ask for coding skills. Such changes in the jobs market are unprecedented. Future social cohesion may depend on radical changes to accommodate the new industrial and economic reality. Countries are already experimenting with paying all their citizens a living wage to ensure social stability in preparation for a time when technology replaces many of the tasks now performed by humans. The past indicates how difficult it is to put the genie back in the bottle. This technological and economic evolution cannot simply be switched off. Kodak is an example of a company that refused to change. In 1998, Kodak had 170,000 employees and sold 85% of all photo paper worldwide. Within a few years, its business model had disappeared and the company was bankrupt. On the other hand, Uber is a software company that has become the biggest taxi company in the world without owning any cars. Airbnb has become the biggest hotel company in the world without owning any properties. Facebook can now recognize faces better than humans. The fourth industrial revolution has been a long time coming, but the consensus is it is just about upon us. Automated car parking and new forms of entertainment have evolved as slow burn. Other transformations may come rapidly as critical mass is achieved in artificial intelligence, machine learning, and data handling. If history is any guide, what seems improbable today may be perfectly acceptable at some point in the future. It will be the job of policymakers to interpret the likely changes and prepare communities for what might lie ahead.
Now answer questions 1 to 8. Text 2 will begin in 2 minutes. Use this time to read the questions for text 2.